In the human resource management side, the department facilitated development of staff, ensured effective and efficient utilization of the human capital, and also rendered legal services for the department because the legal services.
Thank you. is first is an interesting book that was established. It's a research group from four agencies that report that interviews members of the agency for the session. And for circulation to vendors only. And they give a very limited copy. So unfortunately, we can't give to anybody else. But it's for members. They've also requested that they would want to, or they would like to do a presentation to the community on this report. The Female Expression Institute, the Public Society Foundation, and two other institutions that they want to come and achieve. I told them the program is full for this session, but you might want to consider it next talk. Yes, no?
Yes.
Agreed? We'll put them in someday for the next session. Alright, and then the simple negative writing from the minutes says the documents sent off to the Freedom of Expression Institute. I've been in touch with the department about their request of rescheduling the presentation to the 15th of March or later. They've come back to us saying that they will be available to do a presentation on the 11th of March as we are requesting. Except that the published report will not be ready because it's in problem with the 15th. But they will be able to us a full version of the report. But not in people like find it capital and people. Right, there's a full report but not the capital. I believe to that. I had a meeting with Yusuf for the next item this report among. Very good meeting. In advance of the meeting, or there before the meeting, is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
They will provide copies, a colored copy, exactly how it's going to be published. But it's not going to be bound, because the printers can take a while. Yes, we did it on the 4th of March.
4th of March.
7 days before.
Thank you very much for that. On the Utah trip, I had a meeting with Cassandra Gables yesterday. There's a formal proposal that I would circulate to members of the English. If you want to make any additions or amendments to that, please let me know if I can want to then get into the normal process here of applying for funding and those kinds of things. I told him about Mr. Deutsch also. He said generally they are reluctant to support international trips this year and put up connection here and that. But if we submit a strong motivation, we can go to the landing process. So let's keep our fingers. All right, let's go in terms of how it should be measured. Can we then go on to the presentation by the department? We've got two separate presentations. Who's leading the delegation? Mr. Conrad.
Yes.
Over to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. President, and greetings to all of the members. I mean, if I may begin by offering a personal apology to the director general who can't be with us today. As this is our first meeting, we'd like to wish all of the honorable members a very comfortable 2008. And just to introduce the team, Team Guilty, we have Albin Medica and Richard from Communications. I think you all know Penny by now. Who joined the Minister's Office as the Parliamentary Officer. And we have Temma Shiri and Sheila Matana from Policy. And my name is Keith Shaw, I'm the Deputy Director General responsible for ICT, International Affairs and Trade. We have two presentations, and we apologize about the overhead space. I think there's a miscommunication, but I believe everybody does have handouts in front of them. And we propose to share the beginning of the World Cup Digital Migration presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Songre, and members, good morning. And sir, thank you. The presentation on broadcasting digital migration policy, the outline there, mainly the issues which we'll be focusing on today, the case for broadcasting digital migration in South Africa, the objectives of the draft policy, key policy proposals, benefits and challenges, and we'll have the way forward. I think firstly we want to just give a narrative understanding of what broadcasting digital migration is about. And this is simply a process of converting the broadcast of television and radio signals from analog to digital technology. In many instances, this process begins with the switch on of the digital transmission signal and ends with the switch off of the analog signal. The objectives of the draft policy digital migration is to establish a policy environment within which digital migration is to be implemented, to give effect to the decision to implement digital migration within the 3-year dual elimination period as approved by Cabinet, to provide guidance for the implementation of digital migration in South Africa within the 3-year dual elimination and beyond, to provide a framework for designating digital terrestrial television frequency networks to cater for public broadcasting, community broadcasting, and commercial broadcasting, as well as mobile broadcasting services. It is also to provide a framework for the establishment of a digital content generation hub for the provision of local content. It is also to identify regulatory challenges and make the provisions for addressing them, including broadcast signal distribution as well as assignment of frequencies for digital broadcasting. To provide for both social and economic benefits of broadcasting digital migration, to provide for the establishment of the border referred to as the digital zone. In this regard, I will be presenting the key policy proposals as they relate to digital migration. But firstly, to highlight the decision of Cabinet of February 2007, that the signal will be switched on the 1st of November 2008 and the analog signal will be switched off on the 1st November 2011. This effectively giving South Africa to migrate within a period of 3 years, and this process is what we refer to as the dual elimination. This means that both analog and digital signals will be broadcast until 2011, wherein the analog signal will be switched off. We also want to make reference to the State of the Nation address as presented by the President, herein saying that the government aims to provide digital broadcasting to 50% of the population by the end of the year, and to further develop a manufacturing strategy for the set-top boxes, which will be finalized during the course of during the middle of this year. Digital migration in the country will be implemented in a phased manner, and the target is to aim reaching 80% of the population coverage by 2010 and close to 100% by 2011, enabling analog switch-off. As members would know, there has to be certain factors within which analog switch-off could take place. And the target hereof is to reach 100% and ensure that everybody is able to receive their television broadcast. Amongst the decisions which have been proposed here is to establish two national frequency networks, and these will also be referred to as multiplexes, which will cater for public broadcasting, community broadcasting, as well as commercial broadcasting. The public broadcasting services shall cater for services including education, health, youth, and SMEs. In fact, here the proposal is to ensure that there is some kind of focused broadcast, or if you like, channels which at least would ensure that focus is made to these developmental areas as mentioned. Adequate frequencies with national coverage designated for the provision of mobile broadcasting services will be established based on open and non-discriminatory access principles to further achieve universal service and access. In this regard, mobile broadcasting services should be aimed to ensure that most regions of the country are also covered and not only in the metro. The additional proposal is to establish a set-top box industry in South Africa, a highly advanced set-top box industry in South Africa. Already South Africa is manufacturing set-top boxes for various destinations including Australia and Brazil. In this regard, set-top boxes should be enabled to receive services from different platforms and operators. Set-top boxes for free-to-air services will have standardized operating services, prioritizing security features and interoperability. As a means to achieve universal service and access in digital broadcasting, the entry-level set-top box should be made affordable. Furthermore, as part of contributing to job creation, South Africa's global experience in the electro-manufacturing sector, the set-top boxes shall be primarily sourced from South African manufacturers. In terms of the aspects around implementation mechanisms, the minister in her budget speech in May 2007 announced the establishment of a body referred to as the Digital Zonga. Its mandate is to oversee the implementation of the digital broadcasting services in South Africa, and it is indicated that this body will cease to exist by 2015. Among its key functions include consumer education and awareness, to develop and recommend appropriate standards for digital migration, to manage a help desk for public support, liaise with relevant stakeholders. Just to zoom into the benefits of broadcasting digital migration. As some of you may be aware, digital broadcasting technologies use spectrum efficiently. And this would mean that in the process of implementing digital migration in the country will be able to reserve sufficient spectrum which could be used for many other required services. The other advantage includes the fact that you'll be able to have more channels than we currently have, better quality and innovative DTT services, including high definition for interactive television, opportunity for local set-top box manufacturing. As most of you would know, our manufacturing capabilities, although advanced, but the sector has also shed a lot of jobs. It is also an opportunity to build national identity and social cohesion, and also ensuring that South Africa demonstrates leadership ability in this region and in Africa in general, and this within the NEPAD context. Some of the challenges we identify with regard to implementing broadcasting digital migration includes the fact that the period within which the transition has to take place is also short, as you are aware, it's 3 years. Although there are economic considerations and benefits to this fact, the short dual illumination remains a critical challenge. The affordability of set-top boxes is also a challenge. This relates to the fact that the set-top boxes in South Africa shall be MPEG-4 standards. Worldwide, the MPEG-4 standards are still relatively high, in particular the chipsets which are used for manufacturing set-top boxes. We believe that implementation will be a challenge in the sense that broadcasters will require funding and all sorts of other things. In my last slide, where we refer to the way forward, we present that the broadcaster migration policy will be gazetted. ICASA will develop the necessary regulations for the implementation of digital broadcasting policy in the country. And the research journal will develop and monitor the implementation plan. Chairperson, I thank you very much. Mr. Kemba Piri.
The last time I came here before, the shortfall was about
is that adjustment appropriation the one that wasn't really adjustment appropriation? So, does that take care of Centex and China funding requirements? Remember that at the last financial year they wanted $960 million and they had $405 million in capital. Are they now taken care of? Will they up to living as well? But are they funded for this year for the on the kits of boxes, and it's good that we ask the question from the consumer point of view, because it's quite concerning to me that there is no communication in place. Somebody should be driving the communication. Who's going to do that? People already ask themselves if they are on the point of buying a TV set, or what should they buy? They need guidance now, because it's switched on in November. They need guidance now. Can they buy anything in a shop that says digital and routine? Is there going to be a seal of approval? What should they look like? So somebody should be talking to the public and nobody is talking to the public. On the set-top process, I have understood that we were waiting for a decision on subsidization. Does that not in fact go to government? It's not an easy decision. Is that topic on the table? The topic of the minimum standard test of because the working group identified 4.5 million households that could no way afford even a cheapest test of cost. Right? So are we or are we not subsidized? And I think part of that question is what has been asked before. Are we looking at interoperability? It's not only the MCs but also the community license. But to me the more interesting question, are we looking at conditional access? Because if you do have conditional access for people, if it's a box, then the SMBC will have more interest in getting in its license and the case reduces the public funding. And just on HDTV, because you make reference in one paragraph to both. I have understood, but you must correct me if I'm wrong, that there was a basic choice involved in going from DCT, more channels, but the minute you want high definition TV, you still have more channels, but you have fewer. Is that right? So what is it we're actually doing now? Are we not going to the full DCT rather than the HDTV? Or can one do some of it? And Chair, I ask you not to make too long a list of it, but the whole paragraph, it's called paragraph 2, because your pages can't number it. One called under key policy proposals to eliminate the thing with one. These decisions about frequent trying to see public regional television and so forth, and the decision about taking some time for the mobile, which indeed they need. But are these now six? Are these decisions taken or being considered? Is the startup dealing with them or is the department dealing with them? Or because the basic decision about how many extra panels is in the TV should be regardless of the system. And then you see what the name of the host does.
It's not the end this morning, and I do understand that I think they apologize. I think there's a question of who that one wanted to push directly to her. And I hope that we will invite her to join us soon, say so. Coming back to some of the questions raised by the members earlier, just for a set of boxes. If the people that respect the consumer is already under pressure on all kinds of things, that they still have to pay and at least pay and then pay fully, or you look at subsidization, cross-subsidization, all those kind of things. The question that is not exclusively South African, that would mean that a foreign company could set up a factory in the super that needs employment, I think much more than South African does, has the ability and opportunity to undercut any prices, so they could produce from the collected, some could be budgeting from there, and then one just talk about, ultimately, people want, most people would want that set-top boxes. Particularly if they have to pay, they'll go for the cheapest one. Or the not cheap, but it sounds like it's not good. The more affordable one. If we're going to do it, we don't have a market big enough to cover some of the costs. I assume living in a capitalist country will be passed on to the consumer. That's not what I would love to see there for them. Second, the question that you've raised about the rollout, I think I can get my last penny. The last mile will remain the last mile. And so about the 50%, I'm sure it's going to be the same. And those people that live most in the rural, the poor, they will most probably remain rural and poor. And last in the queue, if they ever stand in the queue. I would refer the department to consider, and we do that to effort, and either start with a proverbial last mile or a kind of a mixed approach, if it's quite possible. Instead of giving the city the normal first bite of all the languages that normally happens. And there's always good reasons why the city is not getting first. So just from a rural and poor perspective, making a plea that we look from that angle. Spoke about things that I want to add my opinion. I assume when we talk about the rollout, maybe we're going to be ready. Parallel things could be ready. Otherwise, it will just remain curious that we want to be ready. That's all about it. Some of the things will apply, some of these with the state, it's kind of like, I assume, buy them over the counter. You need to go and procure them now. And if you don't have the money ready now, it will take 10 days. I imagine again, that's what referred to the 904 million that they needed, and they got less than half. So, in terms of all of that, I hope we take every player on board. And just lastly, papers, and again, I think it's not great to talk about the consumer. People that come from stream are economically. I do make sure that they're aware that about digital migration and the ability that they have on. Instead of putting something down, having to add a step of off, knowing well that if they waited another 2-3 months, they could have bought something without that extra person. That's all of that. So I think awareness campaign is important now. Whether it's low key or whatever, to, on a regular basis, inform people about what is happening in terms of that. Getting everything out there. Thank you. And another, something else, in terms of this manufacturing, and I assume, when you develop the set of boxes, there is a certain step that needs to go in. I'm not sure whether ICASA needs to approve or be aware of that, whatever that all of ICASA and all of that. Against the set of a factory like that, I imagine we need some time to start saying, but these are the steps of how we would go about the current group that wants to change the set that to set up a factory, they need to have the respect. Time is leading to respond time is in all of that. Here's the respect. It is available. Somebody working on it, what happens then? So, when will it come out? We want to be in the middle of the year or November. I cannot imagine if we haven't developed that check yet, it's not available yet, that we will be able to set up a factory, manufacture them, test them, and be out to consumers timely. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The whole list, I will just start with the last one around the specifications. Perhaps it would be easy if I indicate that we are developing specifications for this particular box because of its requirement. This box is not similar to the DSTV box as we know it, the decoder, and because here you have to have a box that has common features. And that could be manufactured by different players. Of course, there is the issue of designing the box. independent design if you like. But it's very important that you file specs for this particular box. The specifications for this particular box are quite an advanced stage. Such specs will be, in fact, presented at the meeting of the ICT committee of the SABS for consideration, and ICASA will indeed approve them after it has passed that phase. So we hope that they will be available for public somewhere in March. I can't give the date as to exactly when, but such a meeting of the committee is in March at SAPS. I think the issue of the last mile is very true. Experiences in Australia and including UK does show that there is a margin of people whom you are, it's find it very difficult to actually cover. And there is an economics part of it, because it is also, we understand, expensive to reach those people. And if you recall, in the report, there was a proposal that you need a hybrid model where you could be able to reach those people through satellites and so on. And these are issues we believe the policy makes proposal that such innovative measures should actually be considered. And I think the input about a mixed approach, I think it's an issue we'll note as and when implementation kicks start. I think it can be considered as such. The issue of China is true. ICASA has in terms of the ECA, the last say on how many channels could anyone have and so on. But I think the policy, what it attempts to indicate is that there are certain developmental areas which, in the provision of content, broadcasters should focus on. And this is what it says. In fact, if you look at our language, we do not necessarily say that these channels should be available and things like that, but we're saying, we're highlighting the need for SMEs, youth services, and so on to be prioritized. And ICASA will definitely take this in relation to that. The set-top boxes, we think that the issue of interoperability, there might be technology challenges and innovation at this point in time, but we have an understanding that it is important that we strive towards achieving interoperability, because it might be in the future undesirable for the consumer to have lots of boxes, especially now that we have licensed pay TV operators, and now there's DTT. So I think we need a smooth way of managing that kind of situation. And we do understand at this point in time that there is challenges around managing the conditional access itself if you have multiple players in one set of boxes. There have to be arrangements within which the conditional access, if anything wrong goes wrong or the box is hacked, whatever the case might be, you know, operators have to come together and agree what would be the best way for it. And we are simply outlining it as a future vision that has to be really considered for the industry to strive towards that. And the conditional access issue has also been raised in many sessions with stakeholders, whether boxes will have conditional access or not. And we do not necessarily have, at this point in time, a decision made with regards to that. We have understood that we need a lot of time to investigate on the conditional access issue. We also need to understand the market itself around conditional access vendors. And as you know, of course, we do have some expertise in the country, and this is also a very competitive environment also. But at this point in time, as we look at the figures, it is also very expensive to implement such. So so there has to be enough time to really look at what would be the best time to make such a decision. But I think experience seems to show that conditional access have important benefits, including protecting the set-top boxes not to be necessarily used in other markets than South Africa. So that's another huge benefit to consider. There has been concerns that if you do not have conditional access in the box and so on, you might find a situation where the box are easily taken across and used elsewhere. And that may happen probably in cases where, in fact, it should be a concern in the cases where subsidies are actually administered. You know, it would be a serious concern. But at the same time, the decision around subsidies is not yet made. The department is actually coming up with a strategy and considerations as to how would you accommodate the 4.5 million that the working group has referred to. And it is, we believe, an important issue that we also need to consider the financial implications of that. So there is interdepartmental coordination around that issue. And I think the minister will probably make the correct announcement as and when such a decision is made by cabinet.
The Interdepartmental Treasury,
The National Treasury, DTI, and ourselves. I think I couldn't agree more with the comment that set of boxes should be made affordable. In fact, when we visited the firms throughout the country, and we realized that there is capacity to manufacture this locally, and I think that's very good. I think there has to be considerations as to how do you ensure that you know, you don't have a huge influx into this market, because as you know, this transition to GCT immediately guarantees demand for this kind of equipment. So what we have come to understand is that if you were to ensure that you are able to inhibit in a way, I mean, this may include issues of duties which may be imposed on imports, etc. And I believe there is the issue that DTI is definitely looking at within the context of the set-top box manufacturing strategy. But if you were to have the kinds of measures, you may be able to revitalize the sector in the country and be able to meet local demand. We believe that there is sufficient capacity to manufacture the volumes. The issue of digital content hubs, I mean, we will have to come up with a strategy to address this issue. And we believe that there will be infrastructure existing in the regions throughout the country to be able to do this. But the focus is really to ensure that, because GCT will probably increase the number of channels which we have, maybe multiple or triple them. And so you need quite sizable content to fill up those channels. And there has to be a way in which we look at also involvement of content producers and all those kinds of groups. In fact, the digital donga will be a stakeholder group, in fact, where all stakeholders will play a role. As you know, it has a chairperson already, Lara Kanto, who was announced by the minister. And there will be various committees within the digital donga, technology and standards, broadcast group, and all these groups, so that you are able to look at the implementation holistically and you're able to take on board various views. But more critical is that this body has to ensure that, you know, because this implementation is happening in a phased manner, and therefore monitoring is very important, and I think there should also be highlights where necessary should be made. So this committee will be dealing with that, and amongst its functions will be this issue of education awareness. It's a very critical part, because in a country like ours, where majority of people might not necessarily be literate, you do need to ensure that people are made aware and aware also of the benefits of you know, adopting GCT. So that's an important key function for this body. I think around the regulatory challenges that which may be there, for instance, it might be necessary for ICASA to review if there's a need for a new content regulating regime in the country, and they will be able to do the necessary and and study those. For instance, the issue of assignment of frequencies in the digital environment might also require CASA to make some considerations in relation to assignment of frequencies. In fact, so there might be a range of regulatory issues which come up, and CASA would probably do that. For instance, the must carry rules. It is an issue that we believe ICASA might need to apply itself and promulgate necessary regulations if found necessary. In fact. The must carry regulations.
Must carry,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Chair, thank you very much.
Chair, can I just, when I asked about some of the patents in the data, can I just be quite clear? When you said that this whole new technology that's being developed, do you envisage any patent problems? Who's going to own this technology? Just, I've got to be quite clear about this.
I remember a technical working group was established around. In the report, saying to the minister towards the end of 2006. Almost 12 months has passed, more than 12 months has passed. Is there a policy or isn't there a policy? I can't see how we can move in the next 8 months. Now I see here in the way forward to say that documents will be presented. When will they happen? And what experience is going to delay in finalizing? I can't understand how we can implement any of those things within six timelines without anything. Let's turn all the answers in the previous meeting. Are there anything? Now, I'm really concerned with my time. We've got to do this, I think, on the 1st of November this year. So 8 months from now. Either we can do it or we can't do it. But the kind of tentative answers that have been presented here don't give us a sense of certainty. It's still at the level of options, considering. Think about it. Maybe we should be doing this in any cut, I should be doing it. And then support the framework. That's the core function of the department to analyze policy. And I'm really, really concerned. We are in the implementation here. Laying the policy in place. The president has announced 50% at the end of this year. Are the finances in place for that? Then it will have to help me. If 50% of the public that owns the television will switch over, is that what you mean?
That will be available for such a year.
Yeah,
50%. Might impact the.
Now, there are huge financial implications. There are huge financial implications. Is it in the budget? We haven't finalized the issue of subsidy. We haven't got a public awareness campaign in place. When are we hoping to do all this?
In one of our meetings, I made a kind of a crude approach to it. You know, to be able to do certain things, to say that we're going to shift over the 1st of November, I imagine before that we'll be able to see that years of toll up, years something up, to be able to do that. You know, if you've got, most will see something happen in September, if something happens at all of us. We sometimes do, is to say by that time you want to do something. There must obviously be time frames where certain things must be up. You know, because other people, other than the GOC, is instrumental to ensure that we will be able to achieve it by first of May. And for them, it is another challenge. And I think the chairperson have illustrated some of that. One is seriously concerned, chairperson. And just to add to that, my last question is, I'm not speaking for any particular person, but you know, you take your decoder. In your view, do you see that decoder or future decoder coming out and might include the function that would be performed by a separate central box? Is it possible, or do you see by Yao or whatever would have a separate central box to ensure that? So at the end of the day, if you do that, you might find quite a set of boxes if you don't know. I'm not even sure if the current decoder can be, with some manipulation, be converted into a set of box. Is that in your case that Mosberg would be allowed to have? That when I first the decoder, the sensor would be cracked. Or cracked all in one. And then when first the decoder and a set of box, you know. In your plan, do you see that?
I'm sure you successfully make a presentation to the committee. If you've not been here before, I'm just coming to check because for the first time I see you. And you're very unfortunate that you are turning into the deep end of something that you have not been part of. Because part of the proposal says that this is in line with the 2010 Protocol of Capitalism, which is not true. And in terms of the DTC, this thing has been around for a long time. In terms of partnership, in terms of technological development, in as far as the relationship of capitalism and time migration. A lot of research centers and who constitute the team that's working on the policy? And how often do they meet? And whether is it possible to achieve all these goals between now and November 1st? Because it would then give us an idea, chairperson, what we are dealing with here. Chairperson, if you have to go through, because the things are not numbered. In terms of the Electronic Communication Act, Section 3 deals with the Ministerial Policy Determination. And there's also Section 4, 5, that deals with the cut-off, licensing regulations and other things. So if you go to the cut-off boxes, that's number 3 there in the document, if you check it. The cut-off boxes also does for the equivalent of a decoder. And I'm sure that we should get clarity on that. You know, that's how, you know, the decoder now, you know, because the decoder encodes the system of semiconductor development, and sometimes they use them interchangeably. You know? Now, the internal regulation deals with what type of sector boxes, it's logically something that relates to a certain called the type approval. In terms of the type of equipment that you know, that then is a matter that relates to regulation. But it's contained as part of the policy proposal. And if you go down in terms of local content and development, the issue such as that the local content quotas can continue. Now, what this means, it means that once you start to implement this policy, you will subject your operators, your pay subscription television, your other new players, your ETV, and all of them should render the local content quotas, which must continue. Now, the matter also that relates to both the issue of the cars and the Ministerial Policy Determination. So, some of that has left us in terms of who does what to the regulating quota. Now, that's taken to the first issue, chapter 3. The issue that relates to the master will continue. Now, this is a Vikasa issue. I'm sure that we'll deal with that because I'm a very different person. We are going to talk to SIDC. We're not happy as a personal community on the programming of SIDC. Like, I don't respect that. Other entities might now be subjected to carry programs that we all support. It doesn't make sense. I'm not saying. It's a matter that we are going to discuss. So, it's an issue that also those who just receive the licenses from Mikasa in terms of a very substantial city, they are having a problem with this particular issue. It's a matter that I think that we discuss because it appears on the policies and it's a matter that relates also to Mikasa. So, I'm sorry that we should do that. But my question is, my question in terms of who is part of the team, how often do they meet, how they able to be serious, how are they ready? Are they ready? And then I'm telling to you, Mr. Peter, you are very unfortunate. You know, you are very, very unfortunate. But I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. We hope once you deal with this settlement, no matter the settlement house where the empowerment that normally comes here of the DOC will be their full complement. I'm not saying normally there's Dr. Greso, there's the whole CKS, there's the other DDG who come in the DG. I'm not saying you're doing this makeup. But some of these issues that we are discussing have been around for some time. So it was an issue that relates to DTC. We've had this matter before. The industry is ready. They say they can hold it out. You see, but they can't do that until the policy determination to die when it comes to that. And then that's also a critical to start to deal with this issue. So there's that issue. Are we ready to get it? The president did make an announcement in his budget on normal services on the state of the nation as well. In terms of our readiness, this and that and that. I don't know. Who told the president that story that actually we'll be ready? I'm just saying. I'm not so sure because to see that here, it doesn't look like we are ready. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, sir. The first is you said there are things to develop so that because they are not saying. You said that is part of the consortium. To what level? Is it in terms of ownership? What is it ownership? The shareholding? You can tell us about that. For the text, they are also being developed. To what stage are you in with the development? Are you ready? Because of the honorable commander said the president is a communist nation that people to ready by November. Where do you think of November? Do you think that will be ready for the communist nation?
Thank you.
Sorry, one more question.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. The MPEG-4 standard. Okay, let me first indicate that throughout the world, if you look at the UK and Australia, they have been migrating using an MPEG-2 standard. It's a matter of standard. Now, in South Africa, we have adopted the MPEG-4 standard. Now, in terms of manufacturing of that particular standard, because even if you were to, even though we're saying the boxes will be manufactured here, the chipset, which is a component, which enables the CA and so on, is not manufactured locally. Now, in terms of the price of that particular component, it is still very expensive. What I'm saying about MPEG-4 is that it is a new standard, yet it gives South Africa a lot of benefits to migrate to use that particular standard, because you have to move with technology and avoid technology dumping. So in that particular context, it is correct to migrate adopting that particular standard. But at the same time, the price thereof has to be considered. The Digital Zonga is a public agency, I may call it that. Similar with USASA, Universal Service Agency of South Africa. The agency will have a representation from industry, from public, from NGOs, from everybody, in fact. And it will have a council which manages the day-to-day functioning of the particular agency. They report to the minister. They report to the minister. They report to the minister. To the minister. I understand very well the question about the ownership of the set-top box.
Who's composition of the membership of the Zonga?
The minister has been given a list to appoint, to publish a list in order to invite members to form that committee. So far, we only have a chairperson who has been publicly announced.
Let me ask this question. Since the announcement of the chairperson by the minister, we've not appointed anyone to the agency, because the department was putting a structure together of the organization. So the structure has been aligned with the existing GOC structure because of the funding mechanisms that we had to support from National Treasury. So that has been finalized 3 weeks ago. But the structure is currently being endorsed by the Minister of Public Enterprises and also by the Minister of National Treasury, so that we can be able to get funding for the structure. Because if you put the structure in place but you don't have the funds, that's going to be problematic. But in terms of the procedure to be followed on the appointment of additional members, the Minister has published a notice inviting members of the public to nominate. To make nominations to the minister so that she can select from the nominated candidates that have been forwarded to her attention, and that
process will be finalized once the minister has published the final names of those members who are supposed to be part of the council of the agency. Yes, the terms of reference for the agency will also be published at the same time when the nomination list is published.
The lack of the donor being in place. Is that any way in terms of farm friends impeding on the development of the boxes, the technology they're putting in place of our working is any way impacting on our farm friends or the labor?
No, the answer is no. The specifications are already in the process of being filed. Once that is done, industry will then be invited to manufacture the boxes in terms of that particular standard. So it is not necessarily related. That in fact is purely a function of ICASA. What we needed to give guidance to is to the fact that the digital environment has impact on the assignment of frequencies, and ICASA needs to develop regulations on how that will actually in fact happen. So it is a matter that ICASA, in fact, even in our consultation process, is fully understanding.
But it's not, this not up in any way at the minute. Were there not the global conference and going back?
Not to my knowledge. Not to my knowledge. And I think there's a question about the policy. The policy is actually in place. We are presenting, and in fact, the policy will be gazetted during the course of next week. We already have finalized what probably contributed to the delay was the fact that our consultation process has taken too long. There was also a World Radio Conference, which we had anticipated that it may have implications on the draft policy as it was, and at this point in time we believe that industry, we understand that industry can only be able to plan once the policy is in place, and the minister will gather this during the course of next week. In terms of ownership for this particular decoder, and it does also relate to the decision whether you subsidize the box or not. In a situation where there is no subsidy, a manufacturer will, in fact, already we have seen manufacturers who have been able to develop boxes which are able to function within our environment. So different manufacturers have been designing the box, in fact, as it is. I think there's one manufacturer here in Cape Town and in Durban. We have also demonstrated that. In that case, those manufacturers own the design because they have used their own expertise, and IP therefore is owned by them. But in a case where a subsidy is administered, in fact, even immediately, there is the issue of how, because the box has to be a common box. In fact, common box will mean that it should have common features, in fact.